translation. The Almighty Lord greeted everyone present by bowing his head, exchanging greetings, embracing, shaking hands, looking and smiling, giving assurance and awarding benedictions, even to the lowest in rank. Purport. To receive the Lord Sri Krishna, there was all grades of population, beginning from Vasudev, Ugrasen, and Gargamuni, the father, grandfather, and teacher, down to the prostitutes and chandalas, who are accustomed to eat dogs. And every one of them was properly greeted by the Lord in terms of rank and position. As pure living entities, all are the separated parts and parcel of the Lord, and thus no one is alien by his eternal relation. Such pure living entities are graded differently in terms of contamination of the modes of material nature. But the Lord is equally affectionate to all his parts and parcels despite material gradation. He descends only to recall these materialistic living beings back to his kingdom, and intelligent persons take advantage of this facility offered by the personality of Godhead to all living beings. No one is rejected by the Lord from the kingdom of God, and it remains with the living being to accept this or not. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapanantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is the chapter. The Lord, after spending near about 6 months in Hastinapur, then he's coming back to Dwarka. And since he's coming back to the Dwarka and he's greeting the residents of Dwarka in different way. So first he has greeted with bowing down his head to the seniors. This is the tradition. We have to understand that approaching even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he descends here. He is showing us with his own example that for the seniors or the older than us, even in Krishna consciousness or even in material life, we should supposed to be respect the seniors and the juniors also being respected by the seniors. It's not only one way, it's both way. And that is, you know, Krishna is showing that by doing his own act. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not even equal to anyone. Forget about, no one is equal to him. Or, no one is higher than him. and then he's paying obeisances, bowing down his head to the father, to the grandfather and teacher, like Garga Muni. So they were all waiting outside of the palace, and Lord Krishna entered the Dwarka and everyone was standing there. So first the Lord is paying his obeisances to the senior ones, the father, the guru, the grandfather, all these things. The seniors, they were all respected. Then Srila Prabhupada explains, according to the grades, the Lord greeted like Prabhavi Vadana Slesa Karasparsa, and then he touched his hand, someone, he shake his hand. Karasparsa means it makes so many meanings. Sometime we meet with our juniors, we put our hand on their back, give a hug, embrace, that's coming also, but you know, or you know, holding their hands. So many ways that's a greeting also. When we meet with our devotees, friends, we meet, there is so many ways we, karasparsa means, kara means hand, and sparsa means touching. So sparsa means touching. Touching means shaking the hands. We can pat our hand on the back, or you know, holding the hands. Many ways we are greeting our friends or the junior ones. So the senior ones are greeted in bowing down the head. Then karasparsa smita ichchani. Aswasya cha sopakebhyo. And not only that, there was many grades of people. And sopakebhyo. Sopakebhyo. So it's so means the dog, and pakebhyo means the person who is eating the dog. So those person also being greeted by the Lord. Sometime we can say that, you know, in the Dwapara Yuga, especially in Dwarka, those kind of people were existed. Yes, there was existed. So that's why, you know, it is written by Vyasadev and spoken by Sukadev Goswami. And there was prostitutes. They were there also greeting the Lord. Prabhupada has already explained that in the past verses that even a prostitute in Krishna, when Krishna was present, they were quite pure devotees. They are not normal, ordinary people. So that's why even they were there, that we can see, you know, Prabhupada is giving an example of Billo Mangal Thakur. In his previous life, he was attracted to a prostitute. And the prostitute taught him to be a devotee. This is the difference between a pure devotee. She was a pure devotee. Sometime, due to our, you know, situations, we do certain activities. It might appear like it is quite degraded. A person who cleans the toilet, sometime we call, oh, this is not such a highest service. But that is one of the highest service we can consider. Because that is the beautiful service that cleans our heart. That cleans the mind, cleans the heart, and makes us more, you know, humble, and, you know, brings us the humility. Sometime, because of our conditioned life, we suffer a lot, and we consider ourselves we are something big. But doing this service, like cleaning the road, cleaning the toilet, these are really cleaning the heart. So similarly, the prostitute were there, and the Lord is saying that, Prabhupada is saying that, you know, they are also pure devotees in Dwarka. In Dwarka, no one was a, you know, material person existed. They were all transcendental. They are all, not only that, they are all the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they are transcendental. They are one of the incarnation of the Supreme Lord. We'll go to that point, you know, today in the class. So then the Lord has exchanging the greetings with his devotees, embracing them. Those are equal age. The Lord was embracing like Satyaki, Yudhamanyu, so many. Then the sons, they came, then they were touching Krishna's feet, then shaking hands. So this way, and then the Lord is looking at the other people and smiling. By glancing, they were greeted also. So the Lord has planned accordingly that everyone is going to be greeted by the Lord. So that's what happened here. So the grades were created by the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Chaturbarnyam maya sristam guna karma vibhagasah tasya kartaram api mang buddhya kartaram abhyam. According to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human societies are created by me. The Lord has created the four divisions: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So they were all created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. Although the Lord has created, but he is not really interfering those systems. According to their karma, guna karma vibhagasa, a person gets certain birth, certain body, due to his karma, the past karma. Chaturbarnyam maya srishta guna karma vibhagasa. Guna means the quality the person has, and karma means the activities he has done. So according to that, they get the different divisions. So the Brahmanas, they have gone the higher, we consider them that they are the higher category. The Vaishyas, they are the business category. They know the commerce, how to protect, bring the money for the all other three divisions. And then the Vaishyas, Kshatriyas, they are the protectors, they are protecting us. And Shudras, they are serving us. But in all these divisions, they are all interconnected. No one is inferior or superior in this context. I was reading the Purusha Sukta the other day. There is so nice verses explaining that the Lord has, you know, this within the Lord, the Brahman, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, and Shudra. They are all within the Lord in the Virat Purusha or the universal form. It's also in the Bhagavad Gita. So in the Purusha Sukta, there is mantras. It says that Brahmanasya mukhamasit bahu rajanya kritaha uru tadasya yad vaishya padbhyang gum sudra ajayata chandrama manaso jata chakshuh surya ajayata mukhadindras chagnischa pranad bayu rajayata nabhyat asiddantarikcham sishnodo samavartatah padbhyam gu bhumi disastotra tatha lokogum akalpayan. So it's a long sloka, but you know, it is in the Brahma Sahita, sorry, in the Purusha Sukta, it explains that Brahmanasya mukhamasit, the Brahmanas in the universal form, they are coming from the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmanasya mukhamasit bahu rajanya kritaha, and bahu means the arms. The Lord's mighty arm created all the kshatriyas are being created. Bahu rajanya krita uru tadasya yad vaishya. Uru means the west. On the west, the vaishyas have been originated. And padbhyam gum sudra ajayata. And from the feet or from the leg, the sudras are appeared. So, which part of the body, the Lord's body, is we can, you know, grade, if we grade, that is, which one is higher and which one is lower. We says that in Brahma Samhita, it says that Angani yasya sakalendriya vritimanti, The whole body is transcendental, and whatever created by the Lord is also transcendental. Whose phone is this? Anyways, thank you. So it's hard to find out that, you know, one division is lower than the other. So they are actually created by the Lord, so that's why they have to be respected. So sometime in India, if they see someone Shudra, they say that, oh, they are lower category. We don't want to touch them even, you know. I remember once I was taking bath in the river and coming, and one Brahmin lady, she was going, and she said, hey, stay far away from me. Stay far away from me. I said, why? She said, your shadow is going to fall on me. I'm taking water. I said, I'm a Brahmin. She said, still you stay away. You didn't wear a, you know, thread. Because I didn't get the Upanayana Sanskar at that time. I was quite young. So Upanayana Sanskar, generally we get around 13, 14 years of the age. So that kind of, you know, the division people used to make, but that has stopped already in India. But it used to be quite a lot. They stay away, don't come close to me. They will not touch even the, you know, Sudras. And I think Param Karuna Prabhu, you would know in India how it works. But it has changed quite a lot. It's not anymore like that. So this is the way the grade or the divisions are created by the Lord. Even though the grades, the divisions are created, it is very clear to say that the Lord is not thinking that one of us, those are Shudra category, we are thinking ourselves, maybe I am a Shudra, that the Lord is not, you know, differentiate between a Brahman or Shudra. He is friendly to everyone. He is friend to everyone. It's just the grade for doing the service for the different way. But it's none other than anything else. And the Lord is always being, He is always looking at us in an equal vision. There is no gradation for Him that, you know, He is thinking that, you know, one is low or one is high. In Bhagavad Gita, he says that, 9th chapter, 21 verse, Samoham sarva bhutesu na me dyasvasti na priyaha. I always, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. So, the gradation is, it's good for different, you know, purposes, but same time the Lord always thinking it is, He's, you know, equal to everyone. If the Lord doesn't make us feeling difference, then we should make differences to others. We should not think someone is Brahman, he's higher or lower, you know, all these things. We should not create in our mind those things. We have to be respectful to all the divisions. Anyways, this is the main thing, that the Lord greeted everyone. And then what happened is, when the Lord was coming into Dwarka, I would like to discuss a little bit about that. He blew his counsel, and by hearing the counsel, the council is so powerful, the residents of Dwarka, they realize that Krishna is now coming. So they run away from the house, they have gone, and they have gone to the main gate of entrance of the Dwarka. They were waiting for the Lord. And that same council, Srila Sukadev Goswami says that, you know, the fear, it makes fear to the fear personified in the material world. The same counsel, we can see, he blew the counsel in the battle of Kurukshetra. Sanjaya is saying, so ghoso dhartarashtranam hridayani vyadaret. That same counsel sound, what happened? The son of the Dhritarashtra and his party, everyone's mind and their heart was just vyadaret. It's just disturbed so badly. Whatever the interest they had for having the fight with the Pandavas, they have lost the fight. Some of them, they even fall on the ground. That much fearful, that counsel to the enemies. But same time, for the devotees, it's so sweet. As soon they heard the counsel, they come, they run towards Krishna. And then they say as follows, that my dear Lord, you have gone for such a long time. We haven't seen you. You know, if you are going abroad like this, to whom we will see? Your beautiful smile, your beautiful face, by seeing all our suffering just, you know, vanish. And how we can, you know, stay without your, you know, presence here. We can see the gopis, how much they were suffering. Krishna has gone for 6 months only from Dwarka, near about 6 months, not even full 6 months. And the citizens of Dwarka, how much they are lamenting to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna has left at the age of 11 to Mathura, and from Mathura he has left for Dwarka. He never come back. He comes once, but not so close proximity like how 6 months he came to Dwarka. So they were suffering the most. When Uddhava came, they were telling Uddhava that, you know, please tell Gopinath that, you know, without him this life is useless. We are here. Somehow the, you know, Brahma has given us a body, but, you know, this body is useless now, since he is not here. So similarly, the Dwarka, residents of Dwarka, they were suffering also the separation of the Lord. But the separation of the gopi is quite highest. It's explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita so much, that the separation of the gopis and, you know, the mode of separation is really highest than any other places, the separation, the devotees they have. They, just for one moment, the Lord has left, disappear while the rasa dance was being performed, and the gopis are so much disturbed, and they started singing the Gopi Gita, the famous Gopi Gita. Jayati te dikam janmana braja. It's very beautifully sang. Jayati te dhikam janmana braja srayata indira saswadatrahe. It's quite melodious, this. So the gopis are singing, saying that, oh dear beloved, without you, what we are going to do now? Do you know that when you came to this Braja, the Braja become very glorious? Although the Braja was very glorious before even Krishna appeared, but as soon the Supreme Personality of God had appeared, it becomes further glorious. The glories of the Braja become known to the whole universe, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared, and along with all the gopis, his own incarnations or expansions are there. So quite a lot of glory came. So this is the beauty of the Lord. And they are talking about the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Jayadev Goswami, in Gita Govindam, he is writing, in the Mangalacharan, he is singing, the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's saying that Abhinava Jaladhara Sundara Hari Abhinava Jaladhara Sundara Dhritamandaraye Dhritamandara Sri Mukha Chandra Chakora Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. So the beauty is described by Jayadev Goswami. It's quite amazingly he's describing here. The Lord's complexion, he's saying that Abhinava Jaladhara Sundara. Abhinava means a newly arising cloud on the sky. That the complexion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's saying that the beauty, he's saying that Sundara, the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Abhinava Jaladhara. The Jaladhara means the Jala and Dhara. Dhara means holding. The rain is held by the cloud. And that's why it is called Jaladhara. And Abhinava. Nava means new, newly arising cloud on the sky. And it looks so beautiful. And similarly, the Lord looks, you know, so beautiful. In the material world, I don't think there is so much great things to give the beauty, I mean, describing the beauty of the Lord so nicely. And sometimes we say lotus-eyed, or, you know, the complexion is, you know, like newly arising cloud, all these things, lotus feet. Because there is not such great thing in this material world to compare with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whatever it is, the highest things there in this material world, we are just bringing and giving the, you know, just trying to equal the Supreme Personality of Godhead's beauty. Although the lotus flower, sometimes it dries out. And it's not any more beautiful. But, you know, somehow there is no other things those are so beautiful like the lotus flower. So that's why our acharyas and Sukadev Goswami, they have given that, you know, bringing something really highest things to compare with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But actually there is not much to compare with the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the material world. So that's the reality, actually. The Lord cannot be compared with the, in a material way, the beauty, or the any quality also cannot be compared from the material world. It is because He's transcendental, and transcendental and material is far, far different from each other. So they cannot be compared. But we don't have much things to compare. That's why we have to do that. So, Abhinava Jaladhara Sundara, the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is newly arised cloud. And then he's saying Dhrita Mandara. The Lord has lifted the Govardhan Hill. Also, Mandara, also the Lord as tortoise, he carried the Mandara mountain on his back at the time of churning the milk ocean. So that's why, you know, also, it's a both way. The Lord lifted the Govardhan Hill, as well as He also, on His back, it is said in the Bhagavatam that the Lord's back expanded to 800,000 miles. So how big was the Lord? You know, the Mandar was rested, because the Mandar, as the demigods and the demons, they started churning the milk ocean, and they made the Mandar mountain as the churning stick. What happened? The Mandara was so heavy and it was sink on the bottom of the milk ocean. So the milk ocean couldn't be churned. So that's why the Lord then be kind. Then what happened? The demigods and the demons, they got so fed up. What they can do? They can't do anything. So then the Lord came, helped the demigods and the demons and lifted the Mandara mountain, and He rested under the Mandara mountain. That way the milk ocean was churned. And then what is saying? Sri Mukha Chandra Chakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that Yamuna Jivana Keli Parayana Manasa Chandra Chakur. And Sri Mukha Chandra Chakur. Chakur is a bird. And the Chakur bird, you know, always looks the beauty. And looks also to drink the freshly arising rain water. So the Chakur bird generally, they are very tiny. They have so nice, beautiful sounds in the morning. Generally, you will hear that in India, you can hear more. And so Radharani is like a Chakur bird. And she is releasing the beauty, the complexion of the newly arised cloud, the beautiful, you know, complexion. Radharani is releasing the beauty. So that's what, you know, they're saying, oh, jaya jaya deva hare, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, I was just thinking that maybe, you know, we can talk a little bit, since we are talking about the Dwarka Lila, jaya Sri Sri Radha, Gokulana, Sita Ram, Lachman, Hanuman, and Gaur Nithai ki jaya. Once Narad Muni heard that Lord Krishna has killed Narakasura and married to 16,108 women, and he got married to 16,100 girls in one time and in one body. So one muhurta means one time. The time was not difference. So by hearing that, Narad was a bit surprised. Although Narad was not surprised that Krishna cannot do this, he was surprised to see how the Lord has got married all the girls, 16,100 in one go, in same time also. So he came to see. He was really surprised. Srila Sukadev Goswami says that Dvi Ashta Sahasra. Dvi means two, and Ashta means eight, and Sahasra means thousand. So, 2 times 8,000 girls got married. You know, see the point. He didn't say Sodasa Sahasra. It's also in Sanskrit, it can be, you know, 16,000, but he said that Dvi Ashta Sahasra Yositam. So, he got married. He got really surprised. It's the 10th canto, chapter 69 and 70, both chapter. It's about the Dwarka Lila. So the Lord got married, and he heard that. So he wanted to come and see. Actually, the 100 girls, they got married. There is a reason. Narakasur, he has heard from in the past that from Narada that in this Yuga, the Dwapara Yuga, whomever getting married to 16,000 girls, he will be the Supreme Personality. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By hearing that, he thought that maybe I can get married, so I will be Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Narad's meaning was totally different, but he took it different way, because also Narad Muni wanted Narakasura to be killed. So that's why he said that. So what he was doing, he was going in different places, getting the, you know, daughters of the different kings and bringing them and keeping them in the prison. For such a long time he was bringing them, but he didn't touch them. They were all chaste girls. So he was bringing them, and, you know, he was thinking that I will get married at a time. So that's why I will keep everyone in one prison. So he was doing that. Then what happened? The girls, they send a message to Krishna that, oh dear beloved, look our condition here. This demon has brought us here. And if you could kindly come and rescue us. So Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Supreme Protector to everyone, he heard the girl's request and he came. And then he had a big fight with Narakasura and killed and taken, then freed all the 16,100 girls. And that 16,100 girls, they saw the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everyone, from their mind, they have requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead, please be our husband. Differently they have requested. As the Lord was requested and he has accepted that request. And he took them to Dwarka and he got married there. And how he got married? There was 16,100. He was married already 8 queens before, but this 16,100, it was arranged such a way that there was 16,100 palaces in Dwarka, different places. And the Lord has expanded himself to 16,100. And Vasudev, Devaki also expanded into that same number. So as Ugrasen, so as the guru, the priest, everyone was expanded. And the same time the Lord has got married. And not only that, there were Narad seeing this, all these things. When he comes, he's seeing that, you know, the Lord has, Lord was resting in his palace. And as Narad enters, Rukmini, the one of the main queen of Krishna was fanning. What do you say, fanning or fanning? And the Lord saw Narada immediately, as he was resting, immediately got up. And without even, he didn't get a chance to even take his crown. He paid his obeisances and his crown was touching Narada's feet. So, you can be surprised that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is paying obeisances to his devotees. And Narad, he could have said, no, I don't want. But it was the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he has to pay the obeisances. And Narad understands directly from Krishna. First thing is that. Second thing, the Lord wanted to show that we have to respect our seniors in that way. The saints, seniors in this way, the Vaishnavas in that way. So then Narad sees that, you know, the Lord is resting. I'm just telling a little bit the story. The Lord is resting at night with all 16,100 palaces, and in the morning, as the Brahma Murta starts at 3:30, by the roosters they are making noise, they are getting up. And the queens of the Lord, they are cursing the rooster, why you are making noise? We could have been more, you know, embraced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now he's getting up, he's going to. So the Lord is taking bath and he's doing his all the morning rituals, praying, then doing the yajnas, different places, different, you know, the Narad Muni seeing these things. And then after all, he's leaving the palaces to go where? The Sudharma Assembly Hall. In Dwarka, the Sudharma Assembly Hall was Krishna's assembly hall. And that was, Srila Prabhupada says that is coming from the heavenly planet. It is Indra's assembly hall. So that was given when the Lord desired to have a Dwarka, big, well-protected city, then Lord Indra has given the hall, assembly hall, to the Lord to use. So actually, we have to see that, you know, everyone, everything we are seeing seeing in this material world has to be used or served to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indra has given his assembly hall. Many things Indra gave at that time. So, the Lord is leaving for the assembly hall. Every palace, he is coming out. His chariot driver, the same driver in front of the every palace. And same time though, It's not changed. The time doesn't change also. Same time, there is chariots in front of all the palaces, but no one can see other Krishna is coming out from the palace. Only the queen can see Krishna is leaving her palace. And Daruka, the chariot driver, is waiting, and then he's holding the hand of Krishna to... That's the chariot driver's duty. Anytime the master is coming, he will usher him to go to the chariot. So what happens then? The other queens, they can't see the chariot is leaving. The commentary is given by Sridhar Swami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Both, they are saying that when the Lord is leaving, the wife, she is seeing that Krishna is leaving, but the other queens, they can't see. And the same driver, same chariot, they are, you know, in front of everyone's house, there Krishna is leaving. And as Krishna is approaching towards the Sudharma assembly hall, then all the Krishnas are merged to one on the entrance of the assembly hall. Then Krishna is entering to the assembly hall. So that's the Supreme Personality Godhead's power or the energy, that which is really inconceivable for the material mind, even that what he can create. That's why he's called Mahakarma. Mahakarma, he can create quite a lot of things that we can't even understand. This material world is created by him. Can we really understand that, how he can create by just thinking in his mind, by just thinking? And by glancing, we came to this material world. So this is the personality of Godhead, has the, you know, power to create. And such a beautiful pastime in the 10th canto. And I was really liking the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sridhar Swami. Both, they are saying so nicely how the Lord is leaving the palace. And the wives, the queens, as the Lord leaves, they are so much sad that, you know, the Lord is leaving. And although he's leaving for few hours, or maybe 4 or 5 hours, he will come back. But those missing period is so much for him, too much for them. They can't bear that separation. Then what we are talking about the gopis, how much separation they are having. So a lot. Gopis, they were, I think, telling Uddhava that how much pain and grief they are going through by the separation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyways, I think we'll stop now here. If there is any questions or comments, please.